The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station, The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Let's get right into it. First talk back of the day. Here we go.
Hi, JV Show. This is Raina from San Jose. Hopefully, I'm the first talk back of the day. But I have a question about your What the Bleep game. Because I know you guys always say to keep your answers PG. So I want to know, when you're going through all of those, how much filth do you guys have to go through to get your right answer? Because I'm sure you guys get some crazy responses. I was just curious about that.
It's a great question, Graham.
You know, surprisingly, we get a handful of guesses every morning of people. You know, I think they're just trying to be funny, but there's some things that we can't air. But the majority of people really want to win a JV Show Chug Mug, so they do keep their guesses PG. Mm-hmm. So the majority, vast majority of the guesses we get are something that we can play on the air. Yep. And again, we play that game. If you've never played along before, 705, and you do want to win a JV Show Chug Mug, it's the only way to get one, basically.
That's right. Have you guys been feeling Mercury in retrograde?
Oh, man.
A little bit.
Yeah, I've had this tingle.
I started dropping things, like, instantly.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That happens every time.
Yeah, and my computer has been restarting every morning.
And the coffee machine this morning, every time it like starts brewing and then gives me an error message, and then I have to get the pod back. No, it's been doing that for months. But
and then my low tire pressure light came on in my car.
Maybe you have low tire pressure.
It wasn't on yesterday.
It wasn't on.
Oh, got it.
So. It's the Mercury retrograde. And I couldn't even get through that last traffic. I was stumbling over every word because it like ruins your communication skills.
That's every day.
I know, but I was worse today.
Well, I guess we'll wait and see. Is it officially started today, or is it, I thought Jess said tomorrow was the day it gets rolling.
Today, I saw.
The 26th, which is today. I think I had said Friday.
Yeah, I heard a Friday before.
I thought Friday was going to be the 26th.
Yeah, it's today. It's happening, which explains a lot.
Oh, totally. Thankfully, finally, we have an explanation for all this stuff now.
Graham, anything you want to talk about here?
I do. I want to get your guys' take on this because a Long Island grandpa, he just had the governor of New York step in and save his vanity license plate. He had been petitioning the state to let him keep this license plate, which he said he got 5 years ago. And then suddenly in the mail, the DMV there was like, no, you have to turn these plates in. They are not appropriate. You need to change your vanity plates. This is what his license plate has on it. P before we go. So the letter P, the letter B, then a 4, then we go. P before we go. And he says it's a harmless kind of funny reminder because he was sick of dealing with, you know, his grandkids and his daughters and everybody over the years and just having to pull over and stop at different places because they didn't go to the bathroom before they left somewhere. So he thought, I'm going to put that reminder right there on my license plate. P before we go.
That doesn't seem like inappropriate to me.
I know. It's funny. I like it.
It's cute.
I get it. Now, look, and the governor stepped in and she said, this is hysterical. I am letting him keep it. And this was a, you know, big win for dad jokes everywhere, I guess, as they are saying.
Grandpa jokes.
But we have talked about and talked and given the list of all these different rejected license plates over the years, the D's nuts and the, you know, all sorts of things that people try to cleverly, you know, get onto their vanity plates. And those are all rejected. And we're like, yeah, I get it. But this one, it does involve a bodily function on there. I just want to know. Look, I think it's fine, and I think they should let a lot of these vanity plates go because it's, you know, you get a laugh out of them. But don't you think by the sort of the letter of the law, this one shouldn't be allowed because there's a lot of other people that have other similar things.
By the letter of the law, yes, if we're excluding anything that has to do with the bodily function. But I feel like this one is just, I mean, you get it. It's just, it's harmless. It's not like adult in nature whatsoever. It's just like a little harmless, not even joke. It's just like a...
Just a reminder.
Just an innocent little, it's a reminder.
P before we go. Any vanity plate aspirations for either of you ladies?
Nah.
No.
Mm-mm. I always feel like it'd be harder to drive away from a crime that you commit because everybody will like memorize your license plate so much easier.
Oh, that's the P before we go.
Yeah. For that reason, I'm out just in case. You
right.
Know?
Or I would love it more if you could customize like the colors a lot more because I think it's just the black with the yellow, right?
Like
I'm out.
But they have the little symbols, like you could do the little heart symbol. There was a couple little symbols they were allowing for a while. Is that still a thing?
I think so. I think I've still seen every once in a while.
Still waiting for them to get back to me on the I Heart Boobs license plate that I submitted
for.
That
didn't happen, Graham.
Well, why does it pee before we go guy gets one and I can't get one?
Yeah. can't help you there, buddy. Did you really submit that?
Of course.
No, you didn't.
No.
Okay.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
So Olympic gold medalist Alyssa Liu, she's back home in the Bay this week. And Oakland has announced, although they don't have many details yet, that they are planning a celebration for her so the community can celebrate together. I guess they're just finalizing a date right now, and then they will make the official announcement.
I heard she was spotted eating at a restaurant in Alameda on Tuesday night.
Have to go there.
Yes, I'm going to go there now and frame the menu. All right, the Warriors in their second game of a back-to-back road trip totally pounded the Grizzlies in Memphis yesterday, 133-112. They had eight players score at least 10 points in the game, so it was a very balanced attack, which they needed because Steph Curry still rehabbing his knee injury. The team now improves to 31-28 on the season. They get a couple days to rest before hosting the Lakers here at Chase Center on Saturday.
A lot of fog this morning, but that should clear by around 10 a.m. It's going to be a bit of a humid and muggy day. Highs will be in the upper 60s to low 70s.
Oh.
Hey, Aries besties.
Hey.
Your day today is going to be a 9. That person you've been eyeing, they are finally noticing you back, but you figured they might move slowly, and they are. So be patient. Random cash might show up from somewhere unexpected today.
What?
Save it instead of spending it all at once. And that team project at work needs your unique perspective. So speak up, even if your ideas seem wild.
Ooh, you
I love that.
Aries
random cash.
Random cash and secret
showing
admirers.
Showing up on your doorstep. How exciting.
Awesome.
All right. Do you guys remember that guy that did that free climb on Netflix?
Yes.
Yeah.
You guys have to hear what he said he does when he has to go number two during a climb.
Oh.
I'm scared.
I'll share it next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Okay, so you guys remember Alex Honnold or something like that? I think that's how you say his last name. He's a guy that did that live free climb on Netflix. He climbed like the tallest tower in the world.
He's one of the best free climbers on the face of the planet.
Yeah, and free climb means you're not hooked up to anything. There's no harness. He's just going for it.
If you fall, you're dead.
He's dead. Exactly. That's so... Thinking about it is like
scary.
Give me so much anxiety. But he was on a podcast, and the host was like, "So what do you do?" Because I mean, he's up there for hours climbing.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
and he does this, you know, in his free time too, just climbing cliffs and mountains and stuff like that. And so he was like, "Well, what do you do if you have to go to the bathroom? Like, what if nature calls and it's a number two key? What do you do?" And Alex is like, "What do you mean? You just go."
I've never actually. My pants, but I've had a lot of like serious emergencies while rock climbing. Yeah, you just like freaking go. But your nature, so it doesn't matter. You just make sure you're not impacting other climbers.
Excuse me? So there's other climbers.
Impacting other climbers.
So there's other climbers.
You're looking up and you know above you's having an emergency.
Oh my God.
And there's
God.
Nothing you can do. You can't, it's not like you can just move out of the way. There's
right.
very specific pathways, you know, that you and routes that you can take up the side of a cliff face or whatever.
What if there's a poor climber that down there that he doesn't see because he's so far up and these things are just falling?
It just rained down on you.
Oh, no.
Like when you're at a public pool, kind of?
No. A little different. But then, no, there have been some drastic. I mean, there's been like one-handed hanging off the side of a cliff taking a dump.
You've done that?
Yeah, a couple times.
Okay. He said one-handed hanging off a cliff taking a, you know what?
I mean, I believe it. When he did that building climb, there was a moment where he like kind of hooked his legs and then leaned back. He's like
was
leaning
no
back,
hands.
And he was chalking his hands up.
Uh-huh.
So he's like, he let go entirely. So if he can do that, of course he could lean back for a number two.
Oh my God.
You know, when things go sideways.
So you were doing what Tom Cruise is doing in Mission Impossible 2, but you were dropping a number two?
Yeah, a couple times. You know, when it happens. What's better than your pants? Yeah, you make
off
sure you're off route, and then you make sure that it's going to land somewhere that's like, okay. And then you just, yeah, go off the side of the cliff.
That's got to be kind of satisfying to
what?
Be able to do that. And then let it go, and then just watch it. Just hit, listen for the,
absolutely,
you know, at the very bottom when it
not.
Hits the ground.
This is so gross.
I
mean, there's no choice. I get it. But why doesn't he just wear a diaper?
No way.
No,
that
yes.
would be so
because you're there
uncomfortable.
For hours. Why would you want to sit in that?
Yeah. I mean, if it's an emergency, I'm not saying just let everything go. Like, if it's an emergency, that way you don't have to worry about whoever is climbing beneath you, and you don't have to have your butt out, you know.
Selena,
it's just, I just feel like this solves, oh my God, Mercury in retrograde.
No, it does not
everything.
Solve everything, because this is a life or death situation. I mean, we're talking about this guy's, you know, some of the holds that they get their fingers into. I mean, they can barely fit their fingertips into these crevices in the rocks as they're climbing. And if the one little slip and they die, you can't be carrying around a load in the back of your diaper during that moment. It would be distracting. It would take you out of it. It just wouldn't work. You got to let that thing go.
I think what would be more distracting, especially mentally, is like trying to find the right place and take, you know, the right time to do a one-handed number two key off a cliff. Like, that's taking up way more energy and way more focus when you should be focusing on, one, not dying, and two, climbing up to the top.
No. And obviously he's not wiping, right? So he's just like...
That's the one kind of sticky part of this is, yeah, you can... Does he have a roll of toilet paper there in his little chalk bag? His little fanny pack?
I didn't see one on the Netflix special.
Maybe you keep just a couple of squares in there of toilet paper just in case something like this happens. Look, this is not news to me at all. I remember when I was a kid and we took a family trip to Yosemite, and there's a lot of areas below El Capitan and all this stuff. And you're like, oh, can we go like hike in over there? And I remember the guides being like, you do not want to go walk anywhere near the base of that cliff. Not only is it, you know, kind of a dangerous area or whatever, but they're like, it is just number twos everywhere.
Oh, ew.
Because a lot of, now look, this guy, Alex, he does these free climbs and he gets them done quickly. But a lot of other traditional climbers that are doing their scaling Half Dome and all this stuff, and they, you know, they're using ropes and gear, and they'll spend the night on they have these cliffside kind of tent things.
Right.
It's like a, that's more or less like a big hammock sort of thing. It makes like a little bit more of a platform, but they're just hanging off the side of the cliff and they spend the night up there. And so some of these trips take multiple days, right? And if you're up on a side of a cliff for multiple days, what do you think? You're going to hold it the whole time?
No.
Everybody, all these climbers are going number one and number two off the side. So you don't want to walk anywhere near the base of any of these cliffs because said it is just riddled with.
And who cleans that up, like, all the way at the bottom?
Nature.
It's
just nature, like Alex said.
That is disgusting.
And people do this for funsies?
I've always wanted to try it.
Really?
Ew, you're gross. You would.
I don't want to try it just so I can go off of a cliff.
Oh, I thought you did.
Part of me does. But no, I mean, like, actual rock climbing.
All right. Yeah, I'm out. Yeah, Jess, you're out. Next on the JV show, what the heck is zebra striping, Graham?
It's a new thing. I'll tell you what it is.
Next. All right.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
Don't forget, coming up 7:05, your chance to win a chug mug inside our What the Bleep game. But right now, we're talking about zebra striping.
Yeah. When's the last time you guys cracked open a Michelob Ultra?
Ew, never.
Zero.
Never.
That is their non-alcoholic offering. And this ties in with zebra striping because Michelob Ultra Zero has become the number one top-selling and fastest-growing non-alcoholic beer in the country. It's blasted
off. I've never even had a regular one of those.
In popularity. I don't know if I've ever drank in a regular Michelob Ultra. I've had a regular Michelob once. Not good.
I've never had one of those.
Yeah. It's been a while.
Do not want. That's on my do not want list.
They are now, like I said, the number one brand, and they attribute it to what they are seeing largely in a lot of consumers is this new thing called zebra striping. Because what they say is they don't think that people are just completely dropped alcohol altogether and are just going out there and just crushing 12 packs of Michelob Ultra Zero, or Muzz, as I like to call it.
Oh my God.
They're not out there just crushing 12 packs.
What's my Muzz?
Crushing 12 packs of Muzz. They are zebra striping, which is intermixing non-alcoholic beverages in between your alcoholic beverages. So say you go to the bar, you have a cocktail, you don't want to just keep hammering down drink after drink after drink and feel terrible the next day and hungover and all the negative things that come along with drinking. So you'll have one real drink, then you'll crush a couple muzzes with your bros, and then go back and maybe have another drink, and a real alcoholic drink, and then go back to,
that's a good idea,
to a few more non-alcoholic beverages. Are you guys here for this new zebra striping,
you know what,
trend? Because they say this is what is already happening. Tons of people are doing this, and that's why they're seeing this huge uptick.
I like zebra striping more than when people are like, have a regular drink and then drink a bottle of water.
Oh yeah,
have a drink,
like,
and I'm like, no, I don't want to do that. So I like the zebra striping idea more, a lot more.
Because then you feel like you are drinking.
Right, even if you're not, it like tricks you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm like at the bar, I'm still holding a beer bottle or right. like a pint glass that looks like it's yeah. filled with beer. There's something about that. I don't know. If I'm at a bar and I don't have a drink in my hand, and maybe, you know, this is a, you know, my own insecurity, my own problem, but I'm sure a lot of people identify, like, if I don't have a drink in my hand, like, what do I do with my hands? Like, right. where do they go?
I think that might
like,
be a bad pocket.
I just, so I'm the guy at the bar that just stands there with his hands in his pockets the yep. whole time. Like, people are going to be like, whoa, what's this creep doing in here? Like, get a drink, bro. Yeah. You know? So there's something about holding it, even if it was a, you know, soda water on ice or something with a lime in it, like, looks like a cocktail, you know? Like, yep. I need to have something in my hand. I think this is actually smart. It would be weird, to your point, get a drink, get a martini or something, and then stand around holding a bottle of water.
I don't like that.
For, right. like, that doesn't have the same feel.
Then everyone right. comes up to you like, oh, you're not drinking? Like,
yeah.
yeah.
What, are you pregnant?
Graham, you were a bartender for a very long time.
Uh-huh.
Did you feel some type of judgment towards people that just go up? Because there's been times where, like, I'm like, okay, I'm kind of done drinking, but I want to hold something in my hand, so I'll just go and order, like, pineapple, or just get, like, pineapple juice or something random like that.
Yeah.
Are you judging as a bartender? Like, is it taking time away from you getting paid
you're judging.
More?
If I not really, I mean, if I was super slammed busy, I want to be making money. Those things right. that you're ordering not making me money. Like, okay, can I just get a water? Can I get a thing? You know, you're like, ah, dang it, this is not. I'm not. You want to at bartending. You want to be efficiently making as much money as you can as fast as you can. That right. involves you making drinks and selling drinks at the highest rate. So when you're stopping down, but inevitably everybody orders water. You know, tons right. of people order water. It just happens. So it's not. There's no like judgment about it. But zebra striping.
Got it.
I actually think this is kind of a.
This is a really good idea.
I think it is.
I like it.
A good idea, and I think,
I'm not doing it with muzzes though.
Why not? Michelob Ultra Zero. It's the number one selling
non-alcoholic beer now. Like, I feel like most of the other major beers have a non-alcoholic.
They said the Heineken 0.0 was the best selling non-alcoholic beer in the United States until the Muzz shot really? To the top and overtook it. Lately, I've been zebra striping, you guys, but I don't know if it's... I've been mixing those drinkable drinks in there. It's like I'll have a cocktail, then I'll have like, you know, drinkable.
I don't THC in it. I don't think that's the...
Why not? I'm not consuming alcohol.
I guess it's a type, yeah, but that's still just like mixing. I don't know. I couldn't do it.
Yeah. Oh, I've been zebra striping that way like all the time. But it's...
Do you want me to get you one of those 100 milligram drinks that
I... No. I drink the very like light ones, and then that... Inevitably, then I drink way less alcohol than I used to. I think it's a good thing.
That would mess me up.
Yeah.
No, you get the very, very mellow, super mild ones.
Nope, I don't. I'm not doing that.
Selena has all these experiences based on drinking 100 milligrams, like the world's strongest one. And she's like, no, I couldn't touch one that's 2 milligrams.
Never again. No, I'm traumatized.
Yeah.
And definitely don't mix it without even touching that stuff. No, I know. So no, thank you.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Okay, so Harry Styles, for the first time, spoke about rumors that his hairline is not real. So first things first, let's get all caught up. Apparently, this rumor has been a thing for a while. There was a blind item about 4 years ago that claimed an A-list occasional actor had gone almost completely bald and he was just wearing like a really, really good wig. And everybody thought that that blind item was about Harry Styles. And back in 2022, he even talked about this rumor to Rolling Stone. He said he was aware that people were trying to work out if he was secretly bald. But he said at the time that he wasn't balding and he was just hopeful that his genetics would allow him to keep his hair. Now, fast forward to now. Do you guys know who Brittany Broski is?
Yes.
Should I?
I don't know.
She's an internet
Brittany Broski.
Internet girly.
Yeah, I don't know who she is. I figure Jess would. Are you familiar with her Royal Court YouTube series? Okay.
She has a lot of like celebrity guests.
So Harry Styles went on that. Ooh. And Brittany asked him if his teeth were fake. And he said no. And then he was like, this hairline though. And then he just like busts out laughing. So either he is making fun of the rumors or he's admitting the hairline is fake. Which do you think it is?
Making fun of the rumors. It doesn't look fake to me.
I don't know. I mean, the pictures.
I always thought it was real. I always thought his hair, like, man, he just has a great head of hair.
He's got a great head of hair, but he definitely has, like,
You think he's gotten some work? I mean.
No, but, like, his
hairline.
Well,
he has a very natural, like, not receding hairline is not the right word, but it, like, moves back pretty far. Like, the the guys that have it like go straight across, mm-hmm. that's where you're like, wait, that's sort of not natural at your age. Like, you know, the hairline right. starts to move back a little bit. His moves back pretty far on the sides. I don't know if these are recent pictures I'm looking at or not.
Yeah, it seems like
so maybe he's just making fun of the rumors. Maybe his hair is real.
Unless
not.
He could have gone to Turkey and gotten the... I doubt he would be wearing a wig with the options that are out there.
Maybe at the time. Maybe that's before he went and got worked in. I don't know. That was 4 years ago that the blind item came out. I don't know.
It wouldn't surprise me at all if he'd had the hair transplant. That's what a lot of the guys are doing.
Right. And that looks very natural.
It can. My buddy that's got it done, like, his hairline, in my mind, looks a little too strong, you know, for his age. I'm like, well, couldn't they have, like, brought it back just a little bit there on the sides, you know?
Nope. Get your money's worth, King. Yeah, money's worth. Yeah. Did you guys see Zara Larsson take a shot at Chris Brown?
Yep.
Random. Didn't have that beef on my bingo card.
Not on mine either. So she was on, like, Cosmopolitan Magazine, they do this online series called Cheap Shots, where they're asking celebrities all these questions and they're kind of just like inadvertently making them take shots at other people by answering these questions. Mm-hmm. So here is Zara Larsson on this week's episode.
One artist we would never find on a playlist of yours. There's so many artists I have blocked on Spotify and all of them are like abusers. You certainly wouldn't find like a Chris Brown song. Hi.
And she throws out the question card. Next question.
I'm fine with that.
Most people are. Chris Brown, he posted something to his story. And we don't know if this is a direct response to what Zara had said. But the timing, a little suspicious. But he just posted, walk in your peace. Let them see themselves. Let them hate. Love them anyway. But people are like, sir.
Yeah, bro.
But weren't you the one taking shots at Bad Bunny during the halftime show? So it's okay for you to say things about other people, but when somebody says something about you, that is true.
Walk in your peace.
Oh, let them hate.
Walk in your peace. Don't worry about them. Rise Come above on. It all. Yeah.
Come
shut
on.
Up.
On.
You all wouldn't right. find Chris Brown on my playlist. Not that his music is my
Do you
type
even
of
have a playlist?
To begin with. I mean, I listen to a ton of music. I would never listen to Chris Brown.
I mean, have a couple songs.
largely because it ain't really for me, but also because I think he's a terrible person.
He is. Yeah. I might have a couple songs, allegedly. Yeah. Graham, what do you have?
All right, Instagram continuing to pretend they care about you and your teens on their platform. The only thing they care about is getting your teen to use their platform and stay on it as long as possible, but I digress. Let me know what you think about this new feature they are rolling out. This one actually could probably do some good. They're launching a new tool that will alert parents if their teens repeatedly try to search for terms associated with self-harm, suicide. Parents will receive the alerts in email and text as well as in the app. They will also be given the option to view like resources about how to talk with your teens about these types of topics. This new tool going to roll out over the next week. So it's coming if it already hasn't happened. It did not specify how many self-harm searches a teen must do to initiate a parent being contacted and notified. That's something that I'd be curious about. I'd like to know that a little bit more details about that. Maybe they will kind of pull back the curtain on that. They're saying they're also going to be rolling this out. And I'm assuming this is Meta is obviously Instagram's parent company, that they're going to be enabling their AI platforms to notify parents as well if teens are interacting with AI and asking AI these same sorts of things. Right. Parents would be notified as well. What do you guys think about this?
I love this
teen feature.
I love this. And they should do the same for like all the other AI companies out there. ChatGPT. I know they've been kind of trying to make moves to seem more safer.
Yeah.
Does more safer make sense grammatically?
More safe.
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
But I applaud Instagram for doing this.
Yeah, I mean, they have to continually do something. All these companies are currently on trial basically right now and are going to continue to be for things that have happened, you know, parents alleging that things that have happened to their kids because of their interactions and time spent on these platforms, AI platforms and social media platforms. So I applaud them looking for a solution. I still am a bit jaded on all of it because I think at the end of the day, they just want your teen to use their platform as long as possible, which I think is doing irreparable harm to their mental health, regardless of how many like tools and things.
It's like
they
if
put
they really, if they really cared about the safety of our kids and our teens, they would do what other countries do and like really not allow them on the platform.
They shouldn't be on there at all.
At all. I think Australia does that, or one of those countries, and
it's basically
they just don't allow anyone on their apps.
In my mind, the reason that, you know, particularly probably a lot of young girls are feeling the way that they do and thinking about self-harming themselves is because of their time spent on the app and, yeah. and seeing the things that they do on the app. And that
1,000%.
So it's like, let's, if you want to find a cure for something, let's start at the source rather than try to put a Band-Aid on it later.
Right. But when you are the source and you want to make a lot of money.
Right.
All right. Next on the JV Show, your chance to win a JV Show Chug Mug. It's our What the Bleep game coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right. Before we get to our What the Bleep game.
Hello, JV Show. This is Jennifer from Coos Bay, Oregon, the Caligonian. Hey, a few days ago, you guys were talking about the Chug Wheel and putting Graham's underwear in a coffee filter and cleaning it that way. I think it'd be better for the ladies, Chidi, Selena, or Jess to do it because you guys are always doing Graham's nasty stuff. I think you should try yours. What do you guys think? Love you. Bye.
Okay, first off, thank you for leaving that talk back. I just checked JV Show number one in Coos Bay, Oregon. Yes! So that's a big deal for us, population 12. That's
all because of you.
Yes,
thank you so much.
I appreciate it, Jennifer. What do you guys think about that idea? Because, I mean, I guess, spoiler alert, it's going to be the featured item on the Chug Wheel tomorrow.
No, we are not doing either of those. That is disgusting.
I will protest.
I will quit the show.
The water's going to be brought to a boil.
No,
I don't.
What's the difference?
You want us to brew one of our underwears.
And that's what she's suggesting. I'm going to be brewing my own underwear tea and bringing it in tomorrow.
Disgusting.
And it's going to be the featured item in the Chug Wheel.
No, it's
listen
not.
At 8:20.
You can drink that yourself.
If I am chosen and then I have to spin the wheel and it lands on that, I will happily drink my underwear tea.
It
is on there. One of you guys might have to drink my underwear
tea
tomorrow.
That is not going to be on there. I will quit the show.
8:20, tune in.
All right, I'm quitting. I won't be here tomorrow.
Well, so why not take Jennifer's idea and have you guys brew
your
own
underwear coffee?
We're not doing
either of those. That's disgusting. Your bath water is too far. Your toilet water is too far. Like, we're not doing this.
These are all healthy, safe things
healthy?
That I put on the Chug Wheel
underwear?
Before.
I don't even know if you change, I don't even know if you change every day.
And even if you did, I'm still not doing that.
Right.
I won't put a dirty pair in there. I'll put a clean pair in there.
It doesn't matter. That's still disgusting.
Well, tune in tomorrow, 8:20.
For Graham to chug, because I will not.
We'll find out. It's going to be the featured item. Spoiler alert.
No, it's not.
What are you guys so mad about? Then brew
this
up your own set of, brew up
no,
your own underwear latte.
He's just
kidding.
I want to
drink
an
underwear latte. Yeah, he's not. Don't challenge him, Jess, because then he actually will. All right, we have to get to What the Bleep. We'll discuss this later. Okay. Right now, it's What the Bleep time, where you can win a JV Show Chug Mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
I always find it really gross when guys start sweating during.
Don't you? Like?
Yeah, but sometimes it's... impossible not
to,
right? Room's a little hot.
They're doing all the work.
Yeah, seriously. But thank you for admitting that. Thank you. We are. It's impossible. Plus, your face gets a little flushed anyways. Maybe it's nerves or something. I don't know.
Hey, this is a family show, so.
What? That's.
It's something. It's not that.
Okay, fine. All right. Think about what the bleeped out word could be. Then whip out your iHeartRadio app. You're streaming Wild 94.9. You'll see the talkback mic button there. You just press that button. Record your guess, and it comes straight to us. We want to hear your name and your city along with your guess so we can shout you out. First correct answer of the morning gets that JV Show Chug Mug, though.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're playing What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeart app. Here's today's clip in case you missed it.
I always find it really gross when guys start sweating during.
Yeah.
Same.
Not a fan of sweats. But let's go to your guesses. See if anybody got it right.
Good morning. Athena from Gilroy. My guess today is you find it gross when guys start sweating when they're eating. Have a good day, guys.
Because they're eating so aggressively or maybe because it's spicy?
I think both.
I think usually it's when it's spicy. My face will sweat if I'm having something like really spicy. Although I had the burrito sweats last night.
Ew,
like
mid-burrito. That sounds so gross.
I was eating this burrito at this place, Hacienda in Napa. It's like the burrito was like the size of a car battery. Like I was like 3/4 of the way through and I'm like, I just have to finish it at this point, right? But then I broke into the burrito, sweats. Partially because it was spicy, but also because of just the sheer volume of food.
Right.
It's like the meat sweats from the Papa John's guy.
Yeah.
I do what you mean.
Hey, this is Zoe from San Francisco. I think the bleeped out word is dates.
That's a great guess.
You're on a date and you're just sweaty for no reason.
What if they're...
Oh, but they're nervous.
Yeah, what if they're nervous? I've had this happen to me before. And then you start being self-conscious about that you're sweating. And then that makes you sweat even more.
But
I used to be
like
a much heavier sweater than I
am. And I reach over to like grab your hand and it's just like dripping
puddles.
Sweat. Like I'm just kind of grossed out.
What if you can't help it though?
Right, I get. Nobody's sweating on purpose, right. Obviously. But
like it's
gross.
Not a deal breaker, but it's still, you can still, it's kind of gross.
I remember this time in college, I worked up the nerve to ask this girl in my writing class out, right? And we went to like they used to host all these concerts on campus and like they were pretty good, like big names that would come through. Anyways, we went to this concert and you know, it's like hot inside the concert venue. And I was probably wearing like a long sleeve shirt and a vest or something. You know what I mean? I was overdressed, you know? So then right. I'm just like, I'm sweating and I'm trying to have her not notice. And she put her hand up my back, you know, like
ew.
Put her hand on my back. And dude, it was a river back there. It was just like drip, drip, drip. I was like, oh God.
Did she say anything?
No, bless her heart. But like, that just ruined.
Oh,
and then
I would've said
now
something.
You're even more nervous about it. And I turned into a puddle on the ground.
Oh,
one
wow.
giant puddle. It was awful.
All right, great story. Back to what the bleep.
Sorry.
Morning KV show. This is Van from Milpitas. And I think the bleeped out word is presentations.
Presentations.
That is a great guess. Hint alert.
Yes. All right, not the right word, but that was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
If you think you know what that bleeped out word is, continue to leave your guesses now on the Talkback mic on the iHeart app. We're going to play more Talkbacks coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
One more day till Friday. Just one more day.
God,
one more
we
day.
Can we can do this. We can't do this. We can't. It's the longest week ever. I can't
really
make
is. It. Okay, look, we're playing What the Bleep, where you can win a JV Show chug mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that word is, you leave your guess on the Talkback mic on the iHeart Radio app. So here's today's clip in case you missed it.
I always find it really gross when guys start sweating during.
Now let's go to your talk back.
Can't help it sometimes.
Remember, this is a family show. Okay, so it's not that. Let's see if anybody got it right.
Good morning. My name is Jessica. I'm from Dublin, and my guess of the bleep out word is sleep. Sleep. Have a good day.
Sleep or sleeping, very popular guesses this morning.
Gross.
Any of you guys sweaty sleepers?
No. Sometimes.
It happens to everybody where you wake up and you're
especially
in like a
when
cold
I'm
sweat.
Sick. Oh my God.
Yeah,
it's so bad. I wake up just drenched if I'm like sick. Oh, it's so disgusting. My poor husband.
Oh, and then you don't.
Isn't that
you said you don't
like,
wash the sheets for a couple weeks after
I
that.
I did not say that. Did not say that.
Sure.
Morning, JV show. This is Paulo from San Jose, and I want to guess the bleeped out word is. Cooking. Thank you.
Cooking.
That's one of the most popular guesses this morning, and that does gross me out.
And you don't know if, like, the restaurant that you're going to has a sweaty chef.
Ew, I feel like they're all sweaty. I feel like it's so hot back there.
It is. They are all sweating.
That's
anytime
disgusting.
You go to one of those restaurants that has, like, the open kitchen, and you can sit at the counter and just watch everything they're doing.
Oh, yeah, they're so sweaty. Yeah.
And then you know that's dripping in the food.
Mm-hmm.
It has to.
It's just extra salt. Gives it flavor.
I guess so.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Alicia from Vallejo. I think the bleeped out word is meetings. Like a meeting, like a work meeting. Have a good Friday, Junior.
Happy Friday, Junior.
Don't want to be the sweaty guy in the meeting.
Ew.
You don't, but we all have one. Every meeting, there always is.
Yeah.
There always is. And then, like, you feel bad because, like, it's always the dude, like, in the dress clothes, you know, he's got the long shirt on,
hot.
The buttons way up there,
he's
and a little nervous,
mm-hmm.
and then the sweat.
Morning, JV Show. Jonathan San Carlos. Is the bleeped out word during speeches? Because I know a lot of people are afraid of public speaking. So could it be speeches? Love you guys. Enjoy your day.
Great guess.
It could be speeches, and it is.
All right, here's today's clip unbleeped.
I always find it really gross when guys start sweating during speeches.
Like, you see those videos all the time of, like, at a wedding or something, people get up there.
Oh, yes.
So funny, but it makes me feel so bad, but I'm also kind of grossed out.
Again, we've all been to that wedding or whatever where the, you know, the best man or the father of the bride, and it's hot inside that suit. Mm-hmm. This is an outdoor wedding or whatever, and then they got to give up and get up and give the speech, and you know that they're nervous and it's hot out and they're wearing a suit jacket.
Yep.
Game over. just open the open the floodgates and just let all the sweat come.
You know what
out.
Though? I feel like us women sometimes have it even worse because when we're sweaty and our hair is down, oh my gosh, my hair starts sticking
it
to the back
to
of
your
my
back. Ugh. It's so gross.
The one thing I'll say about guys wearing a suit is the only place you can tell they're sweating is on your face. Otherwise, you can hide it pretty well. You just can't take your jacket off because then everyone will see
the stains.
Dress shirt under is totally soaked. It's happened to me many, 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 many times. All right, let's give some shout outs. First, Jonathan in San Carlos. What's up, Jonathan? What's up? He had the first correct answer this morning. Again, the word was speeches, and he had it first. So he's getting himself a brand new JV Show Chug Mug. Nice way to start his Thursday. All right, a few other people came with the correct answer this morning. Lads, shout him out. Our buddy Kimberly in San Jose had it. So did Rebecca in Concord. And Payman in San Jose. He said speech.
That's like close.
That's like
super close.
That's like a cousin of speeches. Yeah. It's like a sister. It's like almost an identical twin sister.
He gets a shout out.
Speeches. Yes, he does. Melissa in Redwood City had it. Orlando in Oakley. He also said just speech. Not speeches, but like whatever. Who cares what we're shouting about? What's up, Orlando? Hope you have a great day. Melissa in San Jose had it. So did Mylene in Danville and our buddy Edgar without the haircut. Do you think Edgar will ever get the haircut?
Close. No.
I think he should have to get the haircut.
He should be Edgar with the haircut.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that make a great top
yes.
there?
Yes.
Hey, it's Edgar with the haircut. I almost couldn't say it the other way. Anyways, all right. Anybody I missed, Jess? I got
nope,
a last minute.
That was it.
Doesn't get a last minute shout out then.
Thank all you, right. everyone, for playing. Yep. We'll do it again tomorrow morning, 7:00 time. Seven. I swear to God, Mercury in retrograde is like screwing me up this morning. 7:05.
Same love
time. 7:05 tomorrow morning.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
And let's go to the phones. Wild 94.9. Hi, who's this?
Michael.
Michael, what's up? How's your morning going?
Oh, wonderful. I had a cup of coffee. I'm doing great.
Nice. That coffee will do it for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We need some more here.
Oh, yeah.
Much needed.
Strong.
All right, Michael, you're on to play the JV Show's Yep Nope game. All you have to do is get 3 out of 4 trivia questions correct, and you are winning
tickets for Madison Beer.
Are you ready?
All right. Yes, I am.
All right, here we go. Question number one. What part of the human body provides the most accurate and consistent reading of body temperature?
Temple.
Good guess. It's actually the rectum.
Okay.
The what?
The rectum.
Where?
The rectum.
Oh, there. Wait, that's where I always take my temperature.
Good. It's the most accurate reading.
You guys don't?
I was trying to keep the show clean.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Appreciate you. Selena, you don't take your temperature there?
I do not, and I do not want to.
Jess, nothing? You don't?
Nope.
Man, you guys must get some very inaccurate readings. All right. Question number two. According to scientific classification, is a cucumber a vegetable or a fruit?
What is it again?
According to scientific classification, is a cucumber a vegetable or a fruit?
A fruit.
Yep.
That is correct.
Is that because it has the little seeds in there?
Yes, yep. It is. Yep.
Here we go. Question number three. If you've landed at Dubai International Airport, you are in the UAE. What does UAE stand for?
United Arab Emirates.
Yep.
Yay!
Nicely done. All right. As it often does, it comes down to the final question of this game. You guys need this one to win it all. Question number four. A deadhead is the nickname given to diehard fans of what iconic rock band?
Grateful Dead.
Yep.
Oh, too easy.
There you go.
It looked too easy. I would have known that one. Oh.
Are you good, Michael?
Do you have your own...
Yes, I'm great. So is this show is it taking place in Vegas? Or
No. So this show is happening at the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium on June 23rd.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you. I love it.
All right, Michael, thanks for being on. Hang on for that winning.
What was that sound?
I have no idea. He didn't even address it, so I didn't want to
ask. I thought he hit like the crowd cheering sound effect, like the stadium roar after he won. He was like, that was interesting.
I don't know
what that was.
Grammy, we have some shout outs.
You know we do. All right, got a bunch of DM slides here. Hi, JV Show. Could you give a birthday shout out to Henry and George? It's their 11th birthdays. Hope you guys have a great day. That's from Mom and Sarah. Yes, happy birthday.
Woo!
to both of you.
Happy birthday.
Who gives a fuck? Mary and George, hope you have a great day. Graham, we want to give a birthday shout out to our son, Callan, who's turning 9. He's a huge fan of the JV Morning Show and the Yep Nope game. It gets him all hyped up for the school day. Wishing him a great day at school. Love mom, dad, and big sis, Camden. Yes, happy, happy birthday, Callan. Hope you have a great day.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Good morning, JV Show. Please help us wish our amazing daughter, Amaya, a very happy 8th birthday. Yaya, I hope your day is as beautiful as you are. We can't wait to celebrate you today and all weekend long. You are such a kind, caring, loving person. We look forward to all the amazing things you will do. Happy birthday, baby girl. Woo! Love always, mom, dad, and Cruzy. Yes, happy birthday, Amaya.
Who gives a fart?
Another one. Hey, Graham, could you please help me wish my beautiful wife, Trina, a happy 40th birthday, the big 4-0. But she still looks like she's in her 20s. JJ and Jackson want to say, mommy, you have a...
I'm a mommy.
...golden heart. You're the best mommy...
I'm a mommy.
...ever, even with your corny jokes. Thank you for all that you do. We love you so much. Love JJ the Noodle Monster, Jackson Cash, Jilly Bean, and Daddy Johnny. Yes, happy, happy birthday. The big 4-0. That's a big one, Selena.
Who gives a fart?
Would you want your 4-0 announced on the air?
No.
Just like regular
probably
old
not.
Birthday.
Yeah.
And one more here. Sister sliding into your DMs. Welcome in. Stay a while. Can you please help me wish my sister Carmen a very happy birthday? Well, it's not a milestone birthday. It is still a super special birthday worthy of the biggest celebration. We wish you a lifetime of love, an abundance of health, and endless happiness. Love always your nephews, Tristan, AJ, and of course, your golden ticket, your brother, Alan, a.k.a. AJ 2.0, and your sister, Amber. Yes, happy, happy birthday, Carmen. I hope you have
Woo,
a
happy
great
birthday.
Day. But keep in mind, before you get too excited,
yes.
Who gives a fart?
Yeah.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Cardi B absolutely lost it on the set of SNL, according to new reports. So listen to this. You know how Cardi was the musical guest on January 31st?
Yeah.
Apparently, as she was rehearsing for this performance, the cast that does the Weekend Update, they were also there rehearsing and like going over their jokes. And Cardi overheard a joke about Nicki Minaj and her recent friendship with the president.
Mm-hmm.
And Cardi lost it. Even though the joke had nothing to do with her, she still took issue with it. She threatened to leave the show and not perform. She allegedly threw her phone at a TV monitor backstage and also allegedly went into the producer's office and punched a screen until it broke. So like all this stuff had to be replaced.
Why?
People on set, they were shook. They're like afraid of her. They ended up scrapping the Nicki joke and Cardi went on to perform.
It's a comedy show. They make jokes about literally everyone. And they've probably made a lot of jokes about you before.
I also just don't understand if the joke had nothing to do with you.
What's the rage
and if that's
about?
The person you're beefing with, don't you want them to get roast her?
I can't.
Maybe she just didn't want her name brought up at all, like anywhere near her. I don't know.
Maybe she
it
didn't want to be.
Triggered something, obviously.
Maybe she didn't want to be. Because the perception might be that she had them make this joke on her behalf or something.
Okay, now that might make sense.
So maybe it was that, but I can't remember. I couldn't imagine like going to SNL and the writers being like, we're going to make a joke about that rival morning show in the Bay Area that does all their bits are fake. And they, you know, they send flowers
like,
to people
cool.
And they use voice
do
actors and stuff. And I'd be like, no way. I'm going to go punch a TV until it breaks. I'm so mad about you making a joke about fake radio.
And now like thinking back to the clip of her performance that I did see, I didn't watch the entire thing. I guess she did seem a little like
off.
Yeah, not like her usual like party self that we're seeing on her tour.
Right
like now.
Party in the USA.
Yeah,
that we're seeing on her tour.
I think Cardi very embothered by all of this. By the way, she performed I think in Sac last night. She's obviously going to be at Chase Center tomorrow. I read this morning that her tour so far has grossed almost $12 million in its first 7 sold out shows.
Whoa!
I read this morning that the boss didn't show up for work today because he hasn't been able to get you guys tickets to that.
Yeah, I think he doesn't want to give us tickets. So.
Right.
Go ahead, Jess.
Oh, I was going to say, did you see that? A lot of people were saying that she went over budget with her tour. So, like, there's a lot of things that they weren't able to do. Like, she wasn't able to book hotels at certain stops. So, she has to, like, shower in the venue showers.
No way.
Yeah. But, hey, I applaud her because she just had a baby not long ago. And she's going on tour
that's
already
insane.
Doing all
that's
these things.
I mean,
it's crazy.
Beyond remarkable.
So how does Selena Gomez feel about her man after that viral clip we talked about yesterday? In case you missed it, we talked about Benny Blanco on his podcast. By the way, I didn't know that was his first podcast episode ever. It's called Friends Keep Secrets, if anybody does want to check it out. But this was his debut episode.
Like, as a guest, or that's his?
This is his podcast. His debut episode of his podcast.
You wash your feet.
And the first thing
that
he does is put his bare feet up on that couch, and he reveals the bottoms of his feet, and they were so dirty. They were black.
I couldn't eat all day yesterday, just the thought of that.
Ew. And then he leans over, and he passes gas on camera. Obviously didn't edit that out. He could have. Didn't want to. A lot of people wondered, you know, is Selena totally fine with all of this? Well, she posted on her story a picture of the both of them. And she wrote, "I fall more and more in love with you every day, my love."
They're gross.
They're so gross.
I get grossed out by both of them now equally. And that means, yeah, this is his podcast. So you're right. He reviewed the footage like, ooh, I want to include the part where I like lean over and try to squeeze a fart on you guys.
Yeah, he made that decision.
And there's no way. And he obviously sees what his feet look like in that and isn't like, oh man, we should reshoot that. Sorry, I'll put shoes on or something. You know what I mean? Or I'll put socks on, anything.
He saw his
disgusting feet. Do you think... That almost makes me wonder, like, is that like a marketing ploy just to get people to talk about it? Because who else really gives a fart about Benny Blanco having a podcast?
Probably.
But then, like,
that
now his feet have gone viral. I don't know. In today's world, it's so hard to go viral. You have to think of the weirdest stuff in the world to go viral. So, like, I wouldn't put it past him. But also looking at him,
but also, like,
I do
that
assume his feet look like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. I feel like he just walks around like that all day. Just,
right. And I guess Selena just likes rare beauty.
Get it, rare beauty jokes.
I didn't get it.
Her makeup
line. Her makeup line is rare
thank
beauty.
You.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, move over chickens, ducks, and geese because the bird flu just said, hold my beer. It's time to go to the beach because for the first time ever, the bird flu is now showing up in marine mammals. At least 30 elephant seals have already died as a result of an outbreak at Año Nuevo State Park, which is a little north of Santa Cruz. Researchers, believe that the seals probably contracted the virus from a sick or dead seagull or other type of seabird, and now it's spreading rapidly amongst the elephant seal population there. Huge numbers of these seals gather every year for mating season. Comes to an end usually over by late March, so the population is already starting to thin out a little bit. About 1,300 seals were on the beach at the time of this outbreak. Excuse me. Año Nuevo State Park's elephant seal viewing areas are closed now. They had to shut this down to tourists. People buy tickets every year to go and just observe them because it's just such a spectacle because there are so many of them out there on the beach. They've already had to cancel 4,363 tickets for tours of the breeding grounds of the seals. But bird flu, who had this on their bingo card, spreading amongst elephant seals.
Oh my God, that's so sad.
Very sad.
Oh no.
They think...
Like, how? Like, yeah, how does this even happen?
Again, they think they contracted it from a sick seabird of some type, a seagull or something. They think this outbreak is localized just to this area and is not happening in other elephant seal colonies that, you know, meet up in other different parts of California. Although these seals now leave right now and in the coming weeks, and they go migrate and they probably go interact with other seals other places. So this outbreak could... you know, continue to spread.
Oh, no. I hope it doesn't spread to, like, crabs and stuff because I need my seafood boil.
Oh, right.
Wow, the selfishness.
Hey, I'm just saying.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hi, guys. So, I actually went to the Cardi B show last night in Sacramento. It was great. It was amazing. She did so good. But I could tell that her energy was, like, a little bit different. It wasn't as, like, wild and, like, partying as she, like, from her previous shows. But she did, like, climb all the way over the barricade and stood on someone's chair. And I was like, oh, she's going in to the crowd. But it was still good.
That's kind of crazy. Where is security?
Yeah, I mean, right. You have to understand that, yeah, she's doing, you know, tour stop after tour stop. Her energy's got to be down because, after all,
I'm a mommy.
She's a mommy.
You know, hope she even makes it through the entire tour. I don't know how long this is running. I'm assuming, I mean, it just started. Right. She has a newborn.
Yeah.
She has another baby who is, you know, maybe one, little over one. Like, I hope she doesn't tap out, like, in the middle of this because it's going to be a lot.
Yeah.
This is a lot to put on somebody.
She's coming here at Chase Center
tomorrow.
Oh, that's tomorrow already.
She's at Chase.
And you guys you got tickets, right? You guys
are going? Yeah, no.
Oh.
I wish. Her tour ends April 17th.
Oh no.
Okay, a couple more months. But even that, it's still...
It's a lot of shows.
That's a lot. That's a lot of shows and a lot of... She's probably not getting any sleep. She's tired.
No, not at all.
Oh, I'm a mommy.
She's a mommy.
All right, before... I know you want to talk about Britney Spears and her recent posts. Really quick, just a quick update on... something having to do with Punch the Monkey. You know, he's our favorite.
Yeah.
You know that toy from IKEA that he was lugging around?
Yeah, the orangutan.
Yeah, it is completely sold out, which, I mean, we knew was going to happen. It's being resold on eBay. Now, it only costs $20. If you were to get it from IKEA, $20, that is it. Somebody from Texas stocked up on these and bought 17 of these toys and is selling all of them on eBay for $50. There is one listed on there for $350.
Did Punch sign that one himself?
No.
Then I don't want it.
I do want one of these toys, though, because it's like the closest we'll ever get to Punch, and he's just the cutest little thing ever.
Move over Stanley Cups. We've forgotten about you guys already.
Yeah. Yes, if
it's
everyone
the orangutan
had
toy from IKEA. That's the new thing.
All right, let's talk about Britney.
Yeah, if you guys are not aware, Britney Spears has made her return to Instagram.
I didn't even know she was off Instagram.
I think we talked about that when she was deleting. She deleted her Instagram account. She took
I think it happens so often. Like, she's on, off, that I don't really pay attention anymore.
She took a hiatus. Well, she is back, and back in a big way. If you'd like to see maybe her most recent video, go to JV Morning Show on Instagram. Check out our story there. You can see her dancing. As she has posted in the past, it's much of the same, but I don't know. I need you to watch this, Selena, and maybe watch the ones, some of the other ones
I've seen some of them
she's
already.
Posted. It's gotten to a new level. It was all ready strange and like kind of concerning her dance videos. There's just something that doesn't seem okay about her. And these new ones, it seems even worse. She captioned one of them, "Tricked ya! Y'all thought I was gone. Be pretty in S word with dress." I don't know what that means.
I don't know. What's more concerning is like the makeup is getting creepy.
She looks like Heath Ledger doing the Joker.
Yes, she looks like she's doing a Joker impression.
Yeah, she has Heath Ledger's like.
I thought it was
Joker
AI
face.
At first. When I first saw this video,
is
I was
her.
Like, is this AI?
She it has the weird. Red lipstick like smeared everywhere. Like it's really scary looking,
she
if
looks
I'm being honest.
Very, not to judge a woman's appearance, but she looks a little disheveled, and the dancing, it's just there's something about it. It just screams that she is not mentally okay in my mind. Are we allowed to make that judgment looking at these videos? Like,
so.
There's something. If this was any other, if this was anybody in your life that was not a celebrity, just a friend of yours that was posting this kind of content,
I'm concerned.
We would, people would be like calling the authorities,
but
I
you
think,
can't do anything.
To,
but what, as long as she's not a harm to herself or anyone else, like, what are the authorities going to do?
I don't know. I just think this is not going to end well. Like, I just have a bad feeling about this and these videos. Multiple nip slips in these things, by the way, too. Like, in all of them, she can't seem to. And the one of them she posted the other day, like, her clothes are like half torn and stuff, like, and stuff is falling out. Like, it's just, I don't know what we're witnessing or watching, but. Shouldn't this be a if you see something, say something situation? Like, shouldn't people around her be stepping in? Maybe
I feel like
some sort of new conservatorship or something. This is spiraling.
I feel like she's isolated herself. Like, she's completely cut everyone off to where there's nobody around her to step in.
Something wrong.
Like, there's something definitely wrong. If you want to see that latest video, JV Morning Show, I'm actually really worried.
Yeah, I am. I'm telling you, I don't see this ending in a good way.
Same. So that's JV Morning Show on our Instagram.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Where's my jewelry?
I'll be back real soon.
Can we talk?
Can we talk, Graham?
New dating trend alert, you guys. Have you heard of ghost lighting?
No.
These dating trend names are getting
it's
a
so
ridiculous.
Ridiculous. Thank you.
Not every single thing needs to have some new trend name for it, but we've all heard of ghosting, and we've all heard of gaslighting, and this is a combination of those two things. Someone may ghost you, but if they are ghost lighting you, that means they unexpectedly at some point show back up in your life and then try to gaslight you into thinking, well, it was probably your fault or something. You were really busy, and I'm just ready to pick up where we left off.
Interesting.
They say they're just likely to brush it off like it's no big deal and then make you sort of think in your mind they're trying to gaslight you, manipulate you, so the facts that you kind of doubt your own reality. They say usually ghost lighters will attempt to pick up exactly where they left off with no acknowledgement of their disappearance. So they have ghosted you, then they've come back and gaslit you to try to make you think it's probably your fault for them ghosting you. And then let's just pick back up where we left off. Ghost lighting is the new dating trend.
I hate this.
Ladies, would you ever give somebody a second chance if they had ghosted you and then maybe ghost lit you into thinking that you were just really busy and that's why things didn't work out?
I guess it depends how long the ghosting was for.
6 months.
Oh, no.
Mm-mm. Even 3 months, 2 months.
I'm thinking like a couple days if it happens within the same week or something, maybe. But
that's not a true ghosting, I mean, like ghosting is when you think you're
developing. If we go from talking every day to you just going silent, I consider that ghosting, even if it's a few days.
Right. I feel like a full ghost is you're gone. You don't hear from this person anymore. Like you've reached out to them. Suddenly, they just don't respond at all. Mm-mm. They have ghosted you. They've just disappeared.
No.
I wouldn't give them a second chance, especially if they're trying to make me be the problem. What? You ghosted me.
But why did they feel like they had to ghost? Well,
you were so busy and like you kept
all the nagging and stuff.
Things,
they needed a break.
Clearly, if I was texting them and they're the ones that ghosted me, why am I the problem?
Because you made them need space from you. So it's like, what did you
then do? Then communicate with me. Tell me that I'm doing that before just cutting me off.
What if they have a good story for why they ghosted you? Like, oh my God, my mom was in this car wreck, and then she lives in Paris, so I had to fly out there to see her, and then my cell phone, it didn't work over there, and I didn't have the internet, I didn't have your email address and the thing, and then 6 months later, they're trying to, like, you know, it's 10 o'clock at night, hey, you up?
If it's a valid reason, yeah, but if they're trying to ghost light me?
Oh, yeah, they totally made all that stuff up. That's not real.
Oh, okay, then no. Yeah. Then no.
Right.
If they're ghost lighting me, then no. Go do that to someone else.
Would you, Graham?
That depends how good looking they are.
Oh my God, it always comes down to that.
There's always a scale. No, I'm not the, if you flat out ghosted me, in my mind, that is just the same thing as just straight up rejection, you know? And if I thought we were legitimately like building something and, you know, I'm excited to want to date this person or we are dating and then you just vanished with no explanation, no, you don't get a second. That was your shot.
I guess if I was feeling low enough and maybe depressed, maybe I'll talk to you again.
Right,
you're bored. It just depends on my state of mind at that moment, you know?
You're a prime ghost lighting candidate then. Yes, if you're in that sort of low self-esteem moment and you're desperate.
You give anyone a chance or someone to talk to. Yeah, I get
it. You know what? It was my fault. You ghosted me.
You're right. Glad you're back. Yes. Glad we're back together.
Welcome back. And I am. It's 10 o'clock
and I am up.
And I am up. Yeah. Yep. Come on over.
Jess, anything for our meeting in the ladies' room?
Yes. I want to know, how long do you guys think that you have to be seeing a girl before you give her flowers?
Do people put a timeline on this, Graham? I thought it was one of those things like in the...
Like the first date, right?
Like one of the first dates, at least. You show up, oh, you look nice, here's some flowers. I've never experienced that, but I feel like that's how it should be.
I sent Kate flowers to her office before our first date, letting her know I was excited for our first date.
So, Selena, if the first couple of days they came and went and you still didn't get flowers, would this be something that you kind of question a little bit?
No.
Okay, interesting. There was, do you guys know John Summit?
Nope.
You've heard of him? He's a DJ.
Nope.
No.
Well, he was recently on a podcast and everyone was shocked.
DJ for what? Should we know him?
Just a DJ.
I know a lot of DJs.
Like a house DJ.
Yeah.
But not him.
Like a house music DJ.
She did like the little wiki wiki with her hand. House DJ.
You know. DJ, this is radio, Jess. Nobody can see you. Nobody can see you on the ones and twos over there.
I just wanted to give you a visual, you know? But everyone was shocked by his answer. When he said that he thought 2 years.
2 years before giving his girl some flowers?
No, 2 years is when you stop giving your girl some flowers. Right. Like, you already got her at that point.
He said it was, that to him, flowers were more of a commitment thing. And then he said, okay, maybe I'm exaggerating. He's like, maybe 6 months. But the host of the podcast was like, what? What do you mean? Like, this is like a first date type of thing. Like, this is a... Hey, I'm interested in you. Here are some flowers. It's not
what?
Like
it's 6 months.
A commitment.
I honestly didn't think it was that serious. You just stop by the little store and grab a $20 thing of flowers and like, hey, you show up at the girl's door, like, here you go.
That was my high school move. Safeway used to have this deal. I swear it was like a dozen roses for like $9.99 or something. It was the best deal in town. You pick up those, you show up at the door, you give them to them. You look like a hero.
Yes.
I probably pulled that a dozen times. Months?
Yeah. And I was even more shocked when I opened up the comments and there were women saying that their partner didn't give them flowers until after 4 months of dating, or some were saying that the 6 month mark was valid. I was like, wait, what? I think if the first 6 months have gone by and we're already, you know, together, we've defined the relationship and I still haven't gotten flowers, I would be like a little bit.
You would think something of it?
Well, I wonder why.
I honestly wouldn't. Maybe this is just my history of being mistreated in relationships, but
probably. You get the sad music
where
out.
I don't have high expectations, but like I only and my husband does get me just because flowers.
Right.
But I only really expect them on like those like milestone anniversaries, birthdays, right, holidays, something like that. So I think that's normally when he does it.
But if you think about it, like, within a 6 month mark, there is a chance that something has happened within those 6 months, whether it is a birthday, mm-hmm, or, you know, a special occasion like
that.
Your
kiss-iversary.
A kiss-iversary.
Right. Or our smash-iversary.
Yeah,
coming
or your smash-iversary. I was trying to, you know, hope that was after 6 months, but yeah, let's be honest.
Or Valentine's Day or something, right?
Yeah.
Where it would kind of be a holiday or an occasion where you kind of think, oh, maybe they'll pick up some flowers and bring them to me.
Do you guys know your kiss-iversary?
Kiss-iversary.
Where was the first time you and your now husband AJ kissed, Selena?
Where?
Yeah. You want to know about it.
Do you mean where on our bodies or where were we?
Okay. Hey,
we're on the radio.
Selena. Just set the scene. When was the first time you guys kissed?
We were actually at a get-together for some of my friends, and it was like the first night that we had hung out. And we
started making out in the middle of the party?
We spent the entire night just like making out.
In front of everybody?
We were kind of ducked off. We were kind of ducked off on doing our own thing.
Gross. Okay. Wow. Jess, your kiss-iversary? A specific date would be nice also?
The specific date, it was a couple dates after our first date, and it was in the parking lot of a place in Salinas called
the Crab Bucket. We know. That's where you go for every date.
No, but that would be so romantic to me. No, it was outside of Star Market, which is like,
oh my God.
It was in the parking lot. But hey, when it happened, I was like, I like this. This is
your third or fourth date. He takes you to the parking lot of Star Market. When he decides to put the moves on?
No, we had just met there.
My kiss-iversary is October 25th, 2019.
Look at that. She does know the exact date.
What about yours?
She's a hopeless romantic. I don't know the exact date of our kiss-iversary, but I know where it was. It was
where?
At this bar that I worked at. I'd like locked up and I was about to like walk home, and then Kate texted me that she was walking home after meeting up with some friends, so I was like, well, let's go sit and like hang out for a little bit, and I opened the bar back up, and then we just sat in there in the dark, and then, you know,
one thing led to the next.
Yeah.
Was it just a kiss?
Yep.
Okay.
But that was the first time, and then like I was so excited I could barely walk home.
Oh, you were giddy butterflies.
I was floating on a cloud the entire way home, you guys.
Cute. All right, we have a lot more to talk about inside our meeting in the ladies' room. We're going to do it next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
This is our meeting in the ladies' room. We were just talking about when you should give flowers when excuse me.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Oh, Mercury in retrograde.
When dating somebody new and first kisses.
Hey, guys. Good morning. It's Olive from Richmond. My husband gave me flowers on our first date, and our first kiss was at the Berkeley Marina. Yeah. Anyway, have a good day, guys.
Bye.
That is cute. Like a dead body just bobs up there in the Berkeley Marina. And they're like, let's make out.
Thank God that didn't happen.
Right. Oh, well, but we don't know.
I think that's cute. All right, let's talk about Love is Blind a little bit. Jess, are you all caught up on the new episodes?
I am on the last episode.
Right. Last. Oh, How many more do I have to watch? I'm on episode two.
Ooh. Oh, you have about...
there's like 11 or 12 out right now.
So that's going to take me 11. So I'll be done in 10 weeks.
12 is the total, but I think we're going to get that final episode
next Wednesday.
Yes.
So is this a spoiler alert?
Not really. I'm not going to use any names, but I did as I'm, because I was getting caught up watching some of the, you know, first beginning episodes as well yesterday. I'm getting caught up on everything. And I feel like one of the girls on the show is pretending to be okay with her fiance finding out that he sends the occasional text to his ex-girlfriend, and he says, yeah, just, we're friendly, we're on friendly terms. I just, you know, we text once in a while, make sure she's doing good. Would this be a deal breaker for you?
I'm not cool with it.
I'm not cool with that either.
I don't know about deal breaker, because like, I could just be like, stop, please.
I wouldn't mind the being on friendly terms part. Like, that's fine. I feel like you can be a good person. You guys ended things on friendly terms, but why the need to reach out to that person?
Right.
And check in. And how's life? Hope you're doing good. Like, why? That's what I don't understand.
I think also if this was like his most recent ex, and if it had only been like a couple months or something, I would be concerned that you're still like wanting to be with that person if you're still reaching out.
Right.
So it would be an issue.
Not to blend two different reality shows here, but my wife and I, we watch the show Southern Charm on Bravo. And this is like way beyond texting on that show, because one of the ladies, she used to date a guy on the show. She's since moved on, got married to a guy that she's now pregnant or has given birth to his kid. At least that's where they're at on the show. And she routinely hangs out with the ex.
What?
Like they'll like meet up and go out to dinner and like talk about stuff. And they like champion that they're like totally happy for each other and each other's things, and they're just friends and stuff. But if I was the other dude that just married, I'd be like, no,
I don't have like crazy jealous issues, but that just seems a little inappropriate, you being in a new relationship and all, you know what I mean?
I don't have crazy jealous issues until you do that, and then I do have crazy jealous issues.
Right.
Like, you ain't hanging out and going out to dinner with your ex while I'm out of town. Like, no, right. No thank you.
It's also always funny on Love is Blind when they go back home and they have to like show each other like their regular houses that they live in.
That part's entertaining.
One girl was shocked that her guy actually had a headboard on his bed. Graham, when you were single, did your bed have a headboard?
Not for most of my... At one point, I did buy a nicer bed. It didn't have a... It was like wood, though. It wasn't like some fancy padded
headboard. But there was a headboard.
But there was, yeah. It was a full bed frame with headboard.
She was also shocked that his Christmas tree was still up. Graham, did you even ever put up a Christmas tree as a single guy?
No, definitely not.
That's the thing that shocked me. I was right. Like, guys, Jess doesn't even do that.
I don't even do that, right.
And here with the single guy, a bachelor.
What's funny is you see the difference between how the women's houses, I mean, and these are single women, right? But their house is still very
furnished,
like,
put together, clean.
And the guy just looks like a frat house.
Some things we prioritize and you ladies clearly prioritize.
Right.
And
one of them
home
had
decor, generally not our thing.
Yeah, one of them, and I know one of the ladies kept like teasing him about it, but he had a keg in his balcony or something like that. And she's like, that's like, you're literally living in a frat house
that
right now.
Nice.
That's how I feel like you used to live, Graham. I don't know why. I just get that vibe from you.
When I was in college, living with a bunch of buddies as roommates. Yeah. I mean, it did look like a frat house. But when I lived here in the city, I'd like to think that my apartments here were like somewhat well put together.
Did you have posters on the wall?
No. Had
okay,
some framed,
okay.
A couple framed
nice.
Things, and I like tried to like, you know, coordinate stuff. And then, you know, then I started dating Kate, and she just came in and just changed everything. I think she's like, oh yeah, it looks nice. And then inside her head, she's like, poof, what style is this?
Prior to Kate, did you have curtains?
No.
Really? Did you have like any end tables?
No, I had an entry, a table in my entry hallway.
Okay, you had a, oh, nice.
Uh-huh.
Did you have, like, utensils, or you just used, like, paper plates?
I had utensils.
Okay.
They were passed down to me from my parents.
we all had those.
From when I was a kid.
Yeah,
I had the hand-me-down silverware
nice.
And plates and bowls. They were all hand-me-downs. Okay. Anything else you'd like to know?
I can't think of anything else right now. Centerpiece on the table?
That's a centerpiece on there.
You had there's to put no, something there. I don't
there's
know.
There's no bachelor out there that has a centerpiece on their
know.
Table. Get out of here. No, I didn't
a
have that.
Plant, something.
Did you have a plant?
I maybe had one. Yes, I did have a plant.
Okay.
I had a plant.
A live one?
And I had a couple rugs, too. That, I think, is like a differentiator. I had a rug under my dining room table.
I'm actually impressed.
Yeah.
Rugs. I can look past by the. I'll look past. God, Mercury is in retrograde, and I have not been able to talk all morning.
Let's blame it on that.
But I was trying to say I'll look past the cardboard dresser that I know you had.
I had that at a different time. I was in between places. Don't judge me. Couldn't afford a real dresser. I had the cardboard one, and I also slept on an air mattress. That was a different time. Okay. That was a different time.
That's fine. All right. Today's hottest trending is coming up next.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
The latest on what is going on with Savannah Guthrie and the search for Nancy. So just like I told you yesterday, still no leads. We're at 26 days that Nancy has been gone now. Also told you yesterday that Savannah and her siblings upped the reward money to $1 million for any information that leads to her mom being found.
Right.
Now, according to NBC, because I think, Graham, you did ask, like, well, why didn't they offer this big amount of money earlier?
Right.
Would that have changed the outcome? According to NBC, Savannah and her family did want to offer that big reward early on, but they were advised not to because it might overwhelm the infrastructure set up to field leads.
I can understand that because just the high profile nature of this case, there were a million tips and different things coming in all at once at the start.
Now add $1 million on top of that. Imagine everyone coming in with tips and they have to sift through all those. And
I get it, but
they might have been right to do that because after Savannah making that announcement, you know, she posted that video online. The FBI has received more than 750 tips related to Nancy's disappearance. And now they're having to go through each one, see what's real, see what's not, and that takes up a lot of time and resources.
It does, but if this was my missing loved one, I'd be like, I don't care, get as many tips, anything we can, any leads, anything, and let's just, and we'll have to, it's going to take time to go through them, but like, hopefully one of them leads to something.
Right. Like, I understand waiting, but maybe not as long as they did.
Wait, yeah. 3 weeks later?
Yeah.
Quick update on something we talked about in the last trending. I told you how Cardi B absolutely lost it on the set of SNL last month. She was the musical guest on January 31st, and she overheard them reciting a joke about Nicki. It wasn't even about Cardi. It had nothing to do with her, and she's over there breaking stuff. Well, people were wondering, did she just burn a bridge with SNL? According to people over at the show, they're saying that although they don't condone that behavior, they're not holding anything against Cardi, and she is still welcome back. They'll welcome her back to the show anytime.
Okay.
So just to put a wrap on that, I wonder if she'll address this at some point, because I want to know if it's true. Does this seem in character for you guys?
A little bit. She just likes to really throw certain things, and you know, but I don't know. I am kind of surprised just because it was something about Nicki. I feel like she would have just laughed or something. But
I think, Graham, your theory, I think it's more that by them running the Nicki joke, which they ended up scrapping after this entire thing. But I think by them running it, people would be like, oh, they did that because Cardi, or it came from Cardi. They would somehow tie it back to her, and she didn't want that.
And then Nicki would spout off, and then she'd go to the president and get the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Because
Cardi has to throw more shoes at her. Like, it's a thing.
It's a whole thing.
Graham, what do you have?
All right, if you haven't had much luck in the brutally expensive Bay Area real estate market, may I suggest Riverside County. They're about to have a different kind of bidding war for real estate than what we see here in the Bay Area for close to 1,000 different properties. Here, you find a home you like, and then some tech money person comes in and outbids you all cash. In Riverside, it's going to be different. They're putting all these properties up for auction online, and you're going to be able to bid on them really, really soon with some of these starting bids as low as $100.
Oh, I can do that. $100.
Yes,
do that.
The Board of Supervisors there approved the online platform bidforassets.com. That's the number four in there, bidforassets.com, as the site where they're going to post all these properties for sale. And the bidding will take place from April 23rd to April 28th. These are all tax defaulted properties. So some of them are really expensive properties in the million, where bidding is going to start like in the millions. But they say there are at least 24 properties in the county that bids will start at what we just mentioned, $100. If properties don't generate enough interest or get any bids, officials may lower the prices below the minimum bid on those. There's going to be a lot of them. Said you need to register by April 20th and provide a $5,000 refundable deposit. So you have to have some money locked up on their site, but it is refundable. And registration actually opens today on their site. Again, this is bidforassets.com. If you'd like to get potentially a low, low, low price on some real estate, it's in Riverside County.
I also don't want to move there.
You don't? Riverside County, it's gorgeous this time of year. I made that up. It's not still Riverside, but at that price, maybe you can score a sweet deal if you do your research and find something that's not generating a lot of interest on there. You could score a sweet deal in their online auction. The auction, so you can start registering today, and the auction April 23rd through the 28th. Any interest?
I think I'm
$100 gets you a house, maybe?
Yeah, but in Riverside County? Okay. I'm perfectly fine in Hayward, I guess.
All right.
A little too pricey there, but it's, you know, I'll deal with it.
Yeah.
There's nothing like the Bay.
Okay, I tried.
Well, thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. And can we talk about the toothbrush incident?
What's the toothbrush incident? I'm scared.
So basically, there's an influencer. His name is Jake Weber. He had posted a Get Ready With Me a couple weeks ago when the Grammys were happening, because he was going to go to like... I don't know if he was actually going to go to the Grammys or a Grammy party, something like that, right?
Okay.
But the video blew up, not because of that, but it was because people could not get past how gross his toothbrush looked. He showed the camera. I have that up at JV Morning Show on our Instagram story.
Go
and check out the crusty, dusty, musty toothbrush.
Oh my God, what is that? It's like it has plaque buildup of its own.
It looks like mold. It looks like mold is growing out of it.
Oh my God.
Now, let me ask you guys this. You go over to someone's house and you are like really into this person right now. Like you want to date this person, but you go into their restroom, you look at their toothbrush and it looks like this. Ugh. Are you still pursuing that?
I haven't seen the picture yet. Hang on.
The
Wi-Fi in this building is terrible.
I can't get over the crusty toothbrush.
I need to see if it's as bad as mine.
It's bad. Graham, don't.
I think I'm still pursuing it, but I'm like bringing him some extra toothbrushes next time and be like, say it's for when I stay over, but like, we should replace yours while we're at it.
Oh, I feel like that would hurt their feelings though. How do you say that without actually saying, hey, that's disgusting?
Okay, hang on.
I think you should be able to say like, hey, that's kind of disgusting.
That one's horrible.
That's bad, right?
Mine's bad, but it's nothing like that.
Wait, how bad is yours?
Mine currently grosses me out, and it's my own neglect, but I have an electric toothbrush, and there's the little space between where, because you can change the head of the toothbrush, right? And it's the space between that and where it meets the body of the toothbrush. In there, I don't know, you know, as water drips, you put it back on the charger, and as water drips down on it, whatever, and then it accumulates in there, and then it starts to...
Well, that's exactly kind of where this is.
That's where his is growing out of. Mine is, like, not as visible, but it still is like, that's gross.
This is disgusting.
Yeah, because if I go into someone's bathroom and I see this, I just automatically think that you either... you're not brushing your teeth correctly, or, like, I automatically assume you have... poor hygiene. If it looks like
why
this.
Would he show this on camera? And then he puts this in his mouth, and so the crusty part, it's like it's right next to his face, possibly going into his mouth.
That part's gross. But like, look, mine's gross, and I thoroughly rinse the thing after I'm done, and I brush my teeth all the time. You know what I mean? It's sort of
it's
inevitable.
It's just you sit it up, and everything drips down, and it gets gunky sometimes.
And then it gunks up in there. I need to change.
So I feel like this is
a reminder I need to change the head of my toothbrush.
This is what Benny Blanco's toothbrush looks like.
God, you're
right. For sure. He probably uses it to clean his feet.
Well, I don't think he uses
one. Yeah, I don't picture him being
if he had one, it would be this.
Big time. Toothbrusher.
Wow. We're like the biggest Benny Blanco haters.
And he's probably a really nice person. I'm sure he is.
I know. But he makes it really hard for us not to say anything about him.
We hired a house cleaner one time at our current house, the house we were renting while we were building this house. And because the other part of the toothbrush that kind of gets gunked up is the charging base of it, because everything drips down and sits on that base part. And one time when I came back after she had scrubbed that part clean, and I was
God bless her soul,
but I was so embarrassed.
What an angel. Like, nobody, there are angels here on earth.
Like, nobody should have to do that. I was embarrassed. I should have put the toothbrush away entirely before somebody came into that house.
I hope you gave her a really good tip.
We did.
Okay. So gross.
Like, you should not be cleaning the charging base of my toothbrush because it's all orange.
I am so so gross out. This is
and
so
why is
disgusting.
It orange?
Great question. Hey,
I don't know.
If you want to see the influencer that Jess was just talking about, it's on our Instagram story. Go to JV Morning Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.